The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Still.
I didn't take my nap yet.
And we've had a great show so far with Andrea from Port Washington Library, Councilwoman Veronica Lurvy, who is the fourth district in town of North Hempstead. And now we're going on to talk with Barbara Berkowitz, and Barbara is the president of the Board of Ed of the Great Neck School District. And it is without a doubt one of the greatest school districts in the country. And I'm going to say something about moving into the town of Great Neck, which is actually embarrassing, because I moved into Great Neck in 1979. And I'm being very honest, I was too stupid to even look into a school district. I just happened to buy. It was a handyman special that I could afford, and we bought it and we fixed it. And you know, when you look back at the fortuitous moments in your life, that was one of them, to have bought into the Great Neck School District and have three girls go through the schools. It's just been tremendous. And why is it tremendous? Because we have people like Barbara Berkowitz, who year after year fight for the quality education that we give to our children. And that's why our housing stays up, the prices of our housing, and it's a constant demand to move into Great Neck. So Barbara, thank you, one, for taking the time to come on the show, and thank you for all that you do for the Great Neck School, the residents who wind up going to the Great Neck schools.
Thank you, John. That was really a very nice intro, because I could not be more proud of our district. It encompasses more than just our K-12 program. As I'm sure Otto's aware, we also have an adult education program, an adult learning center program. We have 18 buildings. 10 of them are regular school buildings. We have a pre-K program. And I'm very proud of the work that we do. I'm proud of our staff. I'm proud of our parents, our students. And the fact that you said that property values are what they are is primarily because of the school district, as well as the libraries, the park district. This is really a community, and always has been, a well-rounded community that cares about its people.
100%. Now, am I right? Did you come after Judy Bosworth was president, or there was somebody in between?
Now, Judy came on in December of 1991.
Okay.
I came in October of 1992.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But we had
okay.
both been PTA leaders at the same time as well. So I knew Judy very well.
Okay. Because I know that. I just didn't know the time frame involved. But right. I mean, because Judy, again, is another person, as a supervisor of the town, she has nothing but most respect for the Great Neck School District and the board. And unfortunately, this past year, and I will announce it, we had a very dear friend and a very significant board member, John Ashkenaz, passed away maybe 5-6 weeks. I don't know exactly when, but
March 8th.
March. Okay, thank you. But another man that over the years, once I met Don and Karen, if I needed anything, if you called Don, Don was the person who was always there for you, which is exemplary of everybody on that board. Your board, the board that directs the school, is a family.
Right.
That's what it has to be, because I don't need, you know, we'll talk about it, like how often do you get together, et cetera, and how ideas come up, but you got to work together cohesively for the betterment of the school, not yourself.
Don and I were really like family members, as you said. He used to say to me all the time, "You're my best friend."
Wow.
Because we worked so well together. We respected one another. We cared about one another. It was a board really of collegiality. And that's how we got so much done as we did. You know, people like Larry Gross, Don Ashkenaze, Judy, Fran Langsner, myself, Susan Healy. There were a bunch of us that were really what I'll call, let's say, long timers.
Right.
We did this for a lot of years. We did this beyond the time that our children were still in the schools, because we weren't doing it just for our own children. We were doing it for the children of Great Neck and the staff of Great Neck as well.
I think what you just said is probably the most significant point. This is not something you're doing for accolades while your kids are involved. This is not something you're doing to make big bucks and saying, my God, this is my plan. I'm going to retire. This is something you're doing out of love, right, and respect for the school district, and almost like a thank you back to the community. And that's why sometimes it bothers me when people make light of the commitment that Barbara, yourself, and the other members of the board put. This is nothing to be taken lightly. It's a commitment, but it's got to be a commitment from trust, caring, love, dedication, et cetera, all the positive words.
You have to really feel a passion for what you're doing, passion for the children, passion for their parents, a passion basically also, as I said, for our administrators, for our teachers, for our groundspeople. Everybody who works in the district has a very strong value. The board has a value. I would hate ever to see the board's name denigrated. None of us do it, as I said. People aren't aware that not only are we volunteers, but there's no pension, there's no there are no insurance benefits, no health insurance. We really all do this because of how much we care and how much we love all of Great Neck, the whole community.
Right. So, you know, I think that's the most important part. Go ahead, Otto.
No. Well, something that I didn't really appreciate until I knew Barbara was going to be on, and to be quite honest about it, I'm not, John, you live in the Great Neck District. I lived in Manhasset for like 25 years. Now I'm in New Hyde Park. My familiarity with the Great Neck District is not very strong. But when I prepared for this thing, I looked at the numbers and it said, the budget is $252 million. You have 2,000 employees. You mentioned 18 buildings before. I compare this to corporations like the article did. And I'm saying to myself, there's a lot of executives making millions of dollars running corporations of that size. And you have people volunteering to run something like that, with the end product being something more valuable than the product is that most executives are handling, corporations are dealing with. You're dealing with people's lives, the education process, where they're going to go. So I'm just saying to you, I respect much more this whole circle of the Board of Education just because of this little segment that I'm preparing for. So that's my gold star for the day, right?
Thank you. I think people don't realize the amount of hours, the amount of commitment there is. Very often there are 7 meetings within 2 weeks. Before, when the pandemic started, I was on the phone with the superintendent and with the head of the teachers union, sometimes 15 to 20 hours a day, because it was so startling and came upon us so quickly. And there were so many matters that we had to deal with. So I don't think people are able even to give that kind of time and energy to this. Don used to say to me all the time that I could have been CEO of any corporation instead of doing what I'm doing. But he knew that I was doing it because of a really deep passion. You know, and as I said, it is not merely the K-12 students. We really in Great Neck are so blessed to have the adult education program, the adult learning center. We give out GEDs, high school equivalencies, for people who don't have it and who want to go back to school. We have a universal pre-K program. Nobody pays for pre-K in Great Neck if they sign up. We have 2 sites now besides Parkville. We opened up, and this is a pride for me, we opened up a second site at Kennedy at the north end of town. So people can utilize these programs and do utilize them.
I think one thing that has to be acknowledged at this point also is, and you just said it, Barbara, the amount of hours that you had to put in due to the pandemic. Nobody was ready for this. nobody in the world, and have a school district come out on top the way you guys did. But you're being honest now. It wasn't a phone call for 15 minutes twice a week for the last 6 months. It was hours and hours of work with the superintendent and, you know, groundskeeper. I could only imagine what had to be brought into conversation.
We had to vacate buildings, if you think about it, with no notice. And it wasn't like after 9/11, and it wasn't like Hurricane Sandy, where it was a short amount of time and we could return again. It was massive. It meant that teachers didn't always have all their supplies. What we had to purchase then, and everybody was going after the same equipment at the same time, we needed to provide individual desks and chairs. We couldn't use tables anymore, because then you can't go ahead and have 6 foot distancing. We had to hire all of these additional temporary instruction and non-instruction staff. We created an entire elementary remote program with 1,000 children in it, 43 classes that needed teachers, because a lot of people opted, especially for their younger children, not to send them back to school in the beginning of the year. We had to go ahead and purchase thermometers. We had to go ahead and have supplies for everything. We purchased bleachers so there could be outdoor lessons in good weather. We arranged for on-site and pharmacy vaccinations. We had to purchase, and nobody would think about this, microphones, because a lot of the teachers then who were doing hybrid learning teaching had to go ahead and be audible when they spoke and did their lessons. Normally, you'd stand in front of a classroom and the children would be right there, but it had to be so that people could hear it when they were home and turning on their iPads or their computers. We had a one-to-one iPad initiative before this started. There was no child who did not have an iPad, but they didn't all have internet access from their homes. So we had to arrange for that. There were so many things. There were words that were never really in our vocabulary before March of last year. How many of us talked about Zoom, remote, hybrid? All of these were things that we had to deal with on no notice, and our staff had to go ahead and do it. Some of our staff has young children of their own. They were suddenly having to deal with, my kids are home, they're not in school. How do I go ahead and go into a school building? So they had to arrange for their own childcare. There were so many little missing pieces that had to fit together for this to work, and it really has. We've been a model for other districts. We haven't had to open and close and open and like some of them did, some of our neighboring districts. We've really been able to provide a continuity of instruction. Is it the same as there would have been otherwise? No, it can't be. You cannot replicate it. You can't go ahead and say there was no disruption in March of last year. All of us were impacted. I mean, my mother is in a nursing home. I haven't been able to see her since March 5th of 2020. She's been vaccinated, I've been vaccinated, but I'm not allowed in as a visitor. This pandemic has affected all of us in a myriad of different ways, but we had to go ahead and soldier on. And that's really how I thought of it, is we were soldiering on. This was a war that none of us were prepared to fight or be involved with. And from one moment to the next, we have a responsibility to children. We have a responsibility to their parents. These are taxpayers. We had to make sure that we could still be the best that we could be.
Barbara, I couldn't interrupt you because you were just spot on with everything you're saying, and that's a professional statement. But we have to take a break, and we're coming right back to it with Barbara Berkowitz. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.